Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off alongside John Sears. I'm Keith Murphy, and we're glad you're with us. How are you
doing?
Was
it good? Except, was it hailing earlier outside
the
studios? It
was hailing. My wife sent me video of hail hitting our deck.
Yeah, I got the same text from my wife as well. Yeah, over in Urbandale / Waukee. It's just hail.
Hail.
Late April.
Yeah, April 28th.
Come on, Mother Nature, wake up.
You can sound off at 515-282-9010. We have a couple of lines open right now. Among the hot topics, the NFL draft. T.J. Hockenson and three other Hawkeyes drafted, two Cyclones picked, the first Iowa State players in 5 years.
It was a good draft for Iowa and Iowa State. Give us your thoughts. Sound off at 515-282-9010.
On a weekend where everyone is trying to avoid spoilers, here's one you won't mind. The Iowa Cubs had a great first inning, historic even. This is why we love sports, the ultimate unscripted reality show. Sunday in the first inning of the second game of a blustery doubleheader at Principal Park, the iCubs batted around twice. Six hits, eight walks, and two grand slams. One from Philip Evans, one by Johnny Field. The Cubs scored 15 runs in the first inning. That's a modern PCL record. Cubs also drew 15 walks. That's another franchise record. iCubs eventually won 19-5, but they could have stopped it after one inning. That's just a neat and fun day at the ballpark. You should have gone, John. You've been cranky all day.
All right. I think I need to get something off my chest. This may not be the time and place to call out a colleague, but it's the best way to give this the attention it deserves. I've lost all respect for new Channel 13 sports reporter, Mark Freund. Chances are, after you hear this, you will too. Mark Freund is a fan of WWE. You know, fake wrestling. I'm not talking casual fan, checking it out for curiosity's sake. No, actual hardcore fan of this scripted, insulting nonsense. I'm talking go to the Monday Night Raw live event, root for a favorite wrestler, wear his type of t-shirt fan. I used to be a fan of pro wrestling. Then I turned 12. How can anyone be a fan of this fake garbage?
Oh, not the chair! Not the chair!
You okay?
What happened?
Called wrestling fake. That's what happened. It got real in
Jeez.
Here.
Jeez. Like blacked out for a couple minutes.
Get to the live calls. Gary is in Des Moines. Gary, what are you thinking with baseball trends? Hit it again. We got a.
There we go.
Might be time for a new Gettner. Gary, baseball trends.
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can. Thank you.
Okay. I really haven't had anybody answer this, but I don't know if you're aware. Baseball, it's about 75-85%. Teams score in the first, second inning, and the game's over. I mean, that team usually wins and you can check it out. I've followed it for 5 years, and I'm wondering why that is, because it don't matter if it's a good pitcher on the other side of the team or a good pitcher, but, man, you check it out, and it's terrible. I mean, the team that's – the other day, in 2 days, there was 13 games, and every team that scored first in the first, second, third inning, they all won. They all won.
I have not been made aware of that.
That's analytics right there.
Yeah, it's got some analytics. It sure was true for the Iowa Cubs today after the first inning. 15 runs in the first inning.
But it don't matter if they score one or two or three. Now, I'm not saying – I'm saying 75% to 85%, because I've been keeping track of this.
Right, right. That seems high to me. I mean, statistically, of course, the team that scores first has a better chance of winning, but I wouldn't have thought it was – that much more of a chance. But I'm going to take you at your word and now look into this and see what's up.
That's a good stat if it's true. And I didn't even think about it. But, yeah, you want to get on the board first and get out early. And maybe you rattle the other team's pitching staff and they can't come back. But, yeah.
You're kind of a bleeder, Sears. I mean –
Well, you smashed my face into the computer and then you sucker punched me.
I don't think it was a sucker punch. I think it was a –
it was a straight jab to the face. I wasn't really ready for it.
I think you need to be more ready. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges Jim from Altoona says his nephew, Iowa Hawkeyes catcher Austin Martin, looks like pop star Justin Bieber.
Rock star, right? Rock star Justin Bieber?
That is what he said in the email. I changed it to pop star, but we'll go with rock star. Tiny Ref, what do you think? No. No, he gets voted down. Louis,
what's his name there?
Who?
Oh, I didn't think it said Justin Bieber, but maybe I was wrong. Can we go back to their look like? Can we go back to the other one?
I think there's a chance you're.
It says Justice Bieber.
Wait a minute! I thought I saw a different one.
Why does it? I thought you were woozy because you know you took some shots to the head. Why does it say Justice Bieber?
I glanced up. I'm like, what am I seeing here? Justice Bieber.
Justice Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
What is Justice Bieber? What's that, his porn name?
Justice Bieber. Where did that come from? Where'd that come from?
Justice Bieber.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Is it like, is it just in the system like that? He's labeled as Justice Bieber?
Iowa native Seth Rollins, according to Louie in Des Moines, WWE Raw, Seth Rollins. Well, Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic calls Seth Rollins the greatest athlete the state of Iowa has ever produced.
That's not a Game of Thrones character, are we sure?
Yes. Anyway, Louis says that Seth Rollins looks like the Geico caveman, not Justice Bieber. Tiny Ref.
Didn't like that one. He liked Justice Bieber more.
Paying for shipping, smoke breaks, and TV shows that air once a week, what do they have in common? Well, they're all dodo birds, and they're What's Bugging Andy next.
It is time for another game of Knockout. Oh, this is kind of cruel. Whoa. One has to go. They're all good. They're all positive. Why are we doing this? Which Des Moines Pro team do you knock out?
Well, here are the teams. The Barnstormers, the iCubs, the Wild, or the Wolves.
I am not participating.
Des Moines, it's the minor league capital of the world, right, Des Moines?
You got that right.
So and all these are good.
By the way, this is a strong logo game, too. The Iowa Wolves have a great logo.
They do have a really good logo.
That's really good.
Love their logo.
iCubs classic, Barnstormers famous. If Andy looks exhausted on Today in Iowa Monday, it's because he stayed up to watch the Battle of Winterfell on Game of Thrones.
But that's not what's bugging Andy.
No.
Game of Thrones is halfway through now, isn't it? It is. And that's a shame, not just because it'll be the end of one of my all-time favorite TV shows, it might also be the end of television as we know it. That sounds really dark. What I mean is, with all of the shows now pouring out of streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, Prime, shows where every single episode is available all at once, shows like Game of Thrones, which air new episodes just once per week, seem headed the way of the dinosaur. We no longer need to wait to watch the next episode if we don't want to. And while that can be really appealing, it's still hard to come to grips with. Think of it. Talking about the days when one show aired on Wednesday nights and another on Thursdays will make you sound like a grandfather talking about his Oldsmobile with four cigarette lighters. God forbid you should mention NBC's old must-see TV lineups when Bill Cosby was still an icon, George Clooney was just a dude on TV, and the Friends were still young but could somehow still afford those apartments in New York City. Was that ever possible? Soon, talking about waiting all week for your favorite TV show will make you sound like my mom when she talks about waiting all year for an orange on Christmas. Now, I'm as lazy and needy and short of patience as the next American, but I still think it's all kind of a shame. I really do like waiting all week for the next episode. It makes me think more about the last one, talk about it more with friends. It makes me wonder more, imagine, anticipate, and appreciate more. I used to collect baseball cards as a kid. The only feeling better than opening a new pack and finding a coveted card inside was the feeling you had when you'd saved enough money and were headed to the store to buy your next pack of cards. Then one year, someone bought me the entire set for the whole season, and suddenly, fun was over. Now, you can't stop technology, and trying to avoid spoilers on social media is really hard, but losing this part of TV is going to have plenty of drawbacks, and we'll see that just as soon as we've run out of new shows to binge. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Who's in Your Five is next on Sound Off. All-time draft bus coming up, more live calls. We've got Beaverdale Billy, Tammy, and room for you at 515.
Not Justice Beaver, though.
No, he's been banned from the show. 515-282-9010. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Having trouble with the ticker again this week, but I know the smart folks here who work on such things did work on it this week. Try to get that fixed for you. Becky writes, every Cyclone Bears fan that goes to a Soldier...
Goes to Soldier Field.
Needs to wear a Chuck Bruce jersey so we can recognize our tribe. There you go, Chuck Bruce.
Referring to David Montgomery,
David
of course.
Montgomery is... Yeah, that's his alter ego,
yeah,
Chuck Bruce.
Chuck Bruce, yeah. Matthew writes, you can't tell me with a straight face that Butler, Hakeem Butler, isn't one of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL draft. I think there were 13 or 14 wide receivers taken before Hakeem Butler.
He has some freakish athleticism.
He does.
And he's got that huge wingspan and body. He can make catches. He can shed tacklers. Were some questions about route running.
Maybe some drops as well. Yeah, he can make the crazy catch, but he drops the easy ones.
Big upside.
Yeah.
Big upside. All right, who's in your five? NFL quarterback draft bus. At number five, Christian Ponder, 17 overall to the Vikings.
This pick, I remember, everybody's thinking, what in the world?
What are they thinking?
Awful pick.
Number four, Heath Shuler. Number three overall to the Washington Redskins. Number three, Akili Smith, third overall to the Bengals.
Also known as Akiki Smith.
Yeah, Akili or Akiki. No, that's my typo. Number two, Ryan Leaf.
Remember the debate was like Manning or Leaf. You can't go wrong with either one.
Well, the Chargers went wrong.
Man.
They went Leaf. And number one, Mr. Purple Drank himself, Jamarcus Russell. To the Raiders at number one, got up to like 300 pounds, famously didn't work very hard.
I think best apparently. Thing he ever did, didn't he bring LSU back in that crazy bowl game against Iowa.
Yeah.
And then Drew Tate threw the game winner. But I think it was Russell that brought the Tigers back and took the lead against the Hawkeyes in that Cap One Bowl.
They had three good quarterbacks on that. That was Nick Saban's team.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, Nick Saban's LSU team before he went to the Dolphins. All right, let's get back to a call here. Tammy is in Beaverdale with Cubs on her mind. Hi, Tammy.
Hello. And I thought the game kind of dragged out forever, and it went into 15 innings, and Wilson Contreras finally hit a triple home run or something, and it happened in it that they finally got the victory, and I'm glad that they got the victory.
Yeah.
Good win for the Cubs.
Cubs are rolling now.
Playing better.
They've got it going. They're better, right? They're better.
It's going to be the pitching with them. Pitching's got to keep going. I think they have the hitting.
How about the Cardinals? Jeez.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, get over it. Beaverdale Billy is, you might be surprised, in Beaverdale.
Mm.
Hello, Beaverdale Billy.
Hello. First of all, in my opinion, I think Kurt Warner is probably the greatest football player ever to come out of Iowa. To the Cardinals, and he's in the Hall of Fame. And then my cousin is an assistant coach for the Cardinals, and he's just tickled pink that, is it Hakeem Butler?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be long Fitzgerald because Butler is as big and tall like Fitzgerald is.
Yeah, it's a great guy to learn from, Larry Fitzgerald. Great, a Hall of Fame receiver, a high character guy from all accounts. And, yeah, that'll be a really good – it's a good point. It's a good guy for Hakeem Butler. And not surprised Cliff Kingsbury remembered Hakeem Butler.
Yeah, and my cousin says that he's just a class act.
That's great to hear. All right.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'll watch your show every Sunday.
We appreciate you being there for us. Thank you.
I think the Cardinals will be an interesting team in the NFL. Kyler Murray, quarterback, slinging it to Hakeem Butler. I think they'll be interesting.
Yeah, I used to tell people the only reason I didn't make it to the NFL was I wasn't tall enough. But I'm taller than Kyler Murray, so that lie is gone.
It didn't have anything to do with just, like, overall talent?
Well, it turns out it did. Yeah. The honors just keep coming for Iowa's Megan Gustafson. She and Iowa State's Bridget Carlton both expected at Principal Park tomorrow night, Monday night. And Face Off is coming up next. We have knockout results for Des Moines pro teams. One had to go, even though we're glad to say none are going because all four of these minor league franchises have a big fan base.
We're not putting an X on anybody because we love them all, but I can tell you the one that was voted on to go out was the Wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves was voted out. But like I said, we love them all, so we're not even making it official. Oh, no, keep that X off there.
Oh.
We're trying to keep it
off. Oh, man, okay.
Okay. Well,
pretty good showing for the Iowa Cubs.
Yeah,
They also scored 15 runs in the first inning today. Right. 15 runs.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill has been suspended from the team for the foreseeable future. Hill was heard on an audio recording discussing injuries to his 3-year-old son. Hill also tells his fiance she needs to be terrified of him. Kansas City needs to cut Hill now and move on.
Tyreek Hill will never play another down for the Chiefs. He got a second chance even after punching and choking his then pregnant girlfriend in 2014. Many are perplexed why the Chiefs haven't already cut Hill. But the safety of his fiance and son must be the top priority here. There could be some thought to just not spinning him out, making sure this is all thought through. Hill showing no remorse for hurting his kid, and Hill saying in that chilling voice, "You need to be terrified of me," is too much, even for Hill apologist. He should never play in the NFL again.
Get him out. The NFL draft was this week. 254 players drafted. Your alma mater, Valdosta State.
Go Blazers.
Had someone drafted.
Yes.
Morgan State, Washburn, even Elon University had a player drafted. Basically, if you play football at the college level, you had someone drafted.
Not Nebraska. No Cornhuskers drafted. First time that's happened since before I was born.
No Nebraska, but schools that did have players drafted include
South Dakota State, North Carolina A&T, James Madison, Prairie View, Old Dominion, Southeast Missouri State, and Tarleton State.
Tarleton State?
Yeah, it's in Texas.
Tarleton State had a player drafted.
Tarleton State. The Hawkeyes announced Megan Gustafson's jersey will be retired. Number 10 will never be worn by an Iowa women's player again.
Yeah.
Great decision. Best player to ever wear the black and gold.
For the past couple months, she wakes up and wins an honor. I don't know Megan Gustafson, but those who do can't say enough about her character. And that's great to hear and will serve her well. It'll serve her very well long after the basketball career ends, but she has a WNBA career starting.
Yep. All right, something called Avengers Endgame.
Wait, something called it's Avengers Endgame.
Something called Avengers Endgame came out this weekend. It broke all kinds of records. I haven't seen any of the Avengers movies, but I hear they're cool.
Let me tell you who dies. No, I'm just kidding. This movie has already made more than $1 billion worldwide. $1 billion just came out. My kids loved it. And audiences in exit polls gave the movie a rare A-plus grade. But it is 3 hours long.
So what? Yankees Red Sox are only in the sixth inning after 3 hours. Maybe we should check it out.
3 hours of Avengers. Maybe. But I doubt it. Over under. Overrated. Russell Westbrook. Triple-double machine during the regular season, but the Thunder and Westbrook choke right out of the playoffs. Three straight first-round exits.
Underrated. Look at that. I love that picture there. Damian Lillard plays in Portland. A little underrated. Hit the game winner and scored 50 to lead the Blazers over the Thunder.
All right. We are wrapping up another sound off here. By the way,
it's a crime fighting beaver. Who is Justice Beaver?
So, thank you, Brandon, for sending us that. It was Dwight Schrute.
Schrute from The Office.
That. Yeah.
Justice Beaver.
Is Tiny Ref not coming out to bother?
Oh. Yeah, of course he's here.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
It's a National Superhero Day, and Tiny Ref's getting in on the action. 1 minute. Tiny Ref, out. Tra-la-la.
Is he wearing a throw blanket? I think he's wearing a throw blanket. Cody's in Altoona. He'll have the final word here tonight. Hi, Cody.
Hey. I just wanted to make a quick comment in terms of the tight ends at Iowa. I think this officially cements us as being tight end U. From Dallas Clark now to Hoxton and Fant, it's just a great time to be a Hawkeye.
Yeah, I do, too. It is tight end U. Two first-round picks, first school ever do
it. If you want to be a school that's like something you need to do something that no one's ever done. Two tight ends in the first round. When someone else gets three, then they're the new tight end you.
That's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are too.
Speaking of those tight ends, we leave you with the pride of Sheraton, T.J. Hockenson, and they love him in his hometown.